Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Forgive us. Me and B got caught in a Kevin Na highlight vortex where he's stuck in the woods. It felt very relatable.
Not for me.
Although I'm not.
Normally escape that. Why does he have on a yellow and black stripe? Look like a referee shirt.
Live golf, man. You can't ask questions. They do what they want.
Yes, but
another fellow that does what he wants on a golf course is our friend Mr. Barry Sferluga. Barry, what up, man?
I just came from club fitting, guys, so we could probably spend about 20 minutes on that.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Over under $1,200.
Well, it's a gift from my dad for my 50th birthday, which is actually a couple of years ago. So we're going hard over because I'm not paying.
Are you soup to nuts, driver to wedges, or what all you getting?
A set of irons and a couple wedges.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. You're
still
going
over 1,200.
You're going over.
Wedges about 169 on up.
That's about right. You got that dialed in.
Yeah, B knows the cost because then he also knows the cost that he doesn't pay. So he likes to keep track of everything. Let's start with the draft. What'd you make of the Commander's choices and of the Commander's strategy?
So I think I've determined that the telling pick was the second round pick and taking a defensive tackle there who, you know, everybody's going to say, well, he was the best guy on our board. I'll tend to believe Adam Peters in this case. But it tells you that if you were to sit down 100 Commanders fans and say, of this, you know, really decimated roster that Ron Rivera left behind, what is the strength? I think, you know, 95 of them would have said, well, probably our defensive tackles. So if you add to that area, this draft was not about building the 2024 roster. To me, it's about building the 2025 roster and beyond. And I'm willing to take Adam Peters at his word that they did make some calls about trading back into the first round to maybe take an offensive tackle, a left tackle. Obviously, that's the hole on the roster that's going to jump out. And there's a slight concern I have that it hasn't been addressed, not because you should be able to fix everything in 1 year, but because putting the rookie quarterback in a position to succeed is so paramount at this point, and part of that is protecting him. But I don't question the overall philosophy. It just struck me that they are building this for a couple of years from now. I think I heard you earlier, JP, say, you know, maybe they're going to be improved in terms of point differential. I don't think they're jumping to 10 wins all of a sudden, but I do think, you know, Ron used to sit there and say, well, year three is really the year. I think year two for this regime is the year, and the draft kind of gives some clues to that.
I think when you look at those tackles in the first round, if they had moved back up, they would have been giving up a lot. I think they feel as confident in Coleman than they did some of those guys to give up that much equity.
You know that might be right, Brian. And you know, that's you know, it's very hard to sit here and say, oh, I'm criticizing you for not trading back up into the first round to get a tackle, because you have to trust them to a degree that the value wasn't there, that they would have been giving up too much. And if the talent level or their grades and evaluation, there wasn't as much separation between those guys that would have gone in the 20s and the, you know, where they got the tackle that they did take, then they're doing the right thing. I do think the process can be very, very solid and well thought out, and we could get to training camp and get into the exhibition games and think, oh boy, Jaden Daniels is going to have to run for his life a little bit here, and how does that hinder his development as a passer? He's obviously got the athletic skill set to run away from trouble, and it, you know, he keeps his eyes downfield too. He's not just running. When Sam tucked, it was over for him. I don't think that's going to be the case with Jaden Daniels, but I think doing things creatively to protect him, if they can't straight up out personnel you, that's going to be a key part of Cliff Kingsbury's offense, because the development of that position is the most important thing about 2024.
Totally. Yeah, like if this draft becomes a winner, it's because Daniels is a winner. And even if the other eight picks hit, if Daniels flops, then this draft will be remembered as a flop. That's just like the unfortunate circumstances of having the number two overall pick. It was kind of said draft night, but it's definitely been said since, that the Commanders, if they didn't go with Daniels, they would have gone with J.J. McCarthy. What do you make of that?
You know, McCarthy has been hard for me to get a handle on throughout this whole process. And I think in the end result, where he went and who he went to, I think people are seeing a lot of value in the Vikings landing him and Kevin O'Connell starting over with a new quarterback that can fit what he does well. I think, JP, you and I might have talked about this prior to the draft. I had a tough time taking McCarthy at two, just because I wasn't quite sure what about him would have leapfrogged the other two guys in the whole process. Maybe it was Jim Harbaugh's evaluation of his workout and speaking up for his old player. Maybe it was, you know, he didn't have to do so much at Michigan, and people were thinking he could put more on his plate as he developed into a pro. But I just had a tough time thinking, take McCarthy at two. I would have wanted to take the risk of trading back. As it turns out, he went after Penix, right? So that would have been a risk. I will say that through all of this over the last however many months, I feel like they took the guy that was the perfect person to take at number two. Staying at number two and taking Daniels with the skill set, the upside, it feels right. I wasn't always there. I was kind of on the Drake May train early on. In the end, for whatever reason, I feel like it the fit is right. And the excitement level and the look on Adam Peters' face, I mean, I just feel like that's very genuine. Like when you said, what do you like about Jaden, and he says, what do you like about him? What's not to like about him? It seemed like very, like, true, and like he turned on the tape and he loved it. I feel like they got the right guy.
I'm with you, man. Talking with our friend Barry Sverluga here on the BetQL guest line. You can give him a follow on X at Barry Sverluga, Sverluga. We don't have to go whole draft the whole time, but I did want to ask you, because in the immediacy of it, there was kind of a reluctance to celebrate the Johnny Newton pick, second round, three picks into the second round. They take a D tackle. We know how much they've invested in D-tackle. Do you look at this as the new regime saying, hey, that's what they did, we're starting fresh now? Or just simple, like, this is the best guy available, he shouldn't have fallen out of the first round?
I think maybe both of those things, you know. And also I liked, like, what Peter said about, you know, hey, we got a third interior defensive lineman here. Like, if we take him, like, can you get him out? Oh, we'll get him on the field. We'll figure it out. Like, I like that idea of, no, we're not so rigid in what we do that we can't mold our strategy to really good football players. If this guy's a disruptive force, it's a disruptive force. And then you're also getting to the – I don't want to usher John Allen out the door before he's out the door, but you're getting to the end of the guaranteed money there. If that guy develops, if Johnny develops, then you know, you've got some freedom with John Allen. You know, he's either going to want a new contract, or do you cut ties eventually and have a cheaper player on the interior and spend some money on the edge? It gives you a lot of flexibility. I was initially caught off guard, like everybody, I think, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people were caught off guard. I really think, as I said earlier, that pick tips their hand that we're thinking about this in 2025, and the total perfect roster fit in 2024 is not what we're going for.
You know, when they picked him, I had a kind of like a little perplexed look, and then I started talking to people around the media center up in Detroit. Everybody had a lot of great things to say about that kid right there.
I mean, he was disruptive in a very difficult conference to play in when you're not at Ohio State and Michigan, right? Like, he's the you don't draft based on college awards, but if you're the defensive player of the year in the Big Ten, you're a player. And I'm excited to watch him. I'm interested to see how they use him. And I think it'll be telling, you know, obviously quarterback, this draft is so much about quarterback, but you hired a defensive-minded head coach. He's got to have some toys and tools in his box as well. I'm curious to see how Dan Quinn uses those guys, rotates them through, develops Johnny, and gets the most out of the personnel he has.
Talking with Barry Sfarluga. Hey, I want to get to some cap stuff, but what'd you think of Atlanta drafted Penix and
Blown away, Kirk? I mean, you're Kirk, and not telling Kirk. First of all, I know this is conventional wisdom, like taking Penix at number 8 when you've signed, you know, you're on the hook for at least $100 million with Kirk. Kirk had to have signed there in part because he thought they were going to contend. If I'm not mistaken,
I don't think that's the reason he signed. He signed because that's the most money he was getting.
Well, sure. But you also, I totally agree with you, Brian. I don't want to be naive about it, but it's inarguable that with the 8th pick in the draft, Kirk Cousins' new team did not do something to make Kirk Cousins' chances in 2024 better. So, I mean, does that team have weapons in Bijan and Kyle Pitts and all that? They do, for sure. I don't mean to like ring the same bell as everybody else, but I just was dumbfounded by that. Now, the flip side is, you know, you have to trust your evaluators, and if they are saying that that's a talent that we could not let slide, and he gets the Jordan Love treatment seems like it may have worked out in Green Bay, then that maybe they did the right thing for the franchise. But for Kirk Cousins, I think you're sitting there watching the draft going, okay, well, this is exciting. Like, how are we going to get better? And the Falcons may have gotten better long-term, but they didn't get better in Kirk Cousins' tenure.
I understand why Kirk wouldn't be thrilled, but I think it's really smart by Atlanta. I think
Kirk's not feeling good because he know he was brought into the league the same way.
Yeah. Remarkable how for a relatively like square dude, Kirk has ended up in some of these positions, man. But this to me is a little of careful what you ask for. Grass is always greener, whatever. He could have just stayed in Minnesota, and it wasn't the same amount of guaranteed money, but like you were in a good situation where they thought you could probably win some games, and that's just not how it shook out. I did want to ask you about caps. I know you were there last night. This weird crossroads here where it was a lot of fun that they got hot late and made a playoff chase, but like they got just boat raced, swept, and the goal differential is pretty one-sided in the playoffs. Offensively, they just couldn't generate much, if anything. Their power play was bad. Where are the Caps at going forward?
Well, it's a fascinating question, and I think where they're at, and I think this series made it clear, and this is what I wrote for this morning, that, you know, the old core, the forever core that won the cup and was really kind of in place in the couple of years before that, they can't carry the load anymore. They will set the tone and the message will be theirs, and they're the ones who have done it before. And I'm talking at this point about Alex Ovechkin, TJ Oshie, Tom Wilson, and John Carlson. Nicholas Backstrom is probably done. They shipped out Evgeny Kuznetsov. So what has to happen now, if this is going to be a playoff team again, and better than that, you know, is going to be a team that's built into what the old teams were built to, which was teams that were built to make a deep run in the playoffs, even if that didn't happen every year, is a new core has to develop. And was it big that guys like Connor McMichael and Hendrix LaPierre and Alex Alexiev and Alexei Protas got to play in a playoff series? Absolutely. That was a big deal. They've now got that under their belts. But I loved what Spencer Carberry, the coach, first-year coach, said both yesterday at morning skate and then again last night after the game. Like, we're not in this for participation trophies. Like we're not in this to just, quote, you know, get experience in the playoffs. We're in it to win games and win series. They did neither of that. And in order for that to change, the burden of production has to shift to the younger guys. They have to be driving the train. And McMichael and LaPierre scored a great goal last night that pulled them even in the second period. They can't be 18 goal scorers. They got to be 30 goal scorers. Yeah. And if that doesn't happen, if they don't develop into some really, really productive players, younger players into really, really productive pieces, they're going to stagnate. It'll be really interesting to watch going forward.
It will be. And you got to hope the kid that's at Boston College can become something on a major level, or maybe they got to get more offense one way or another. And I think Backstrom, Kuzi, like, I think Kuzi clearly is on another team now, but I think the Backstrom period is over, and I don't know how you can reconcile that financially. I don't know what that contract looks like. I legit don't know. But, like, you got to move forward in the understanding of needing more offensively.
Yeah, and you're right. Ryan Leonard, the first-round draft pick from last year, who had just a crazy good first season at Boston College, decided to stay at BC for another year. The team was fine with that. Either way would have been fine with that. But he's a forward. He's going to, you would think, provide offense when he's a rookie, likely in 2 years. And I would add, not only to Nick Backstrom and the, I think it's $9 million of salary cap hit that he takes up, that if he retires, they may get some relief there. I'd watch over the first, you know, couple months or first month or so of the offseason for does TJ Oshie decide he cannot fulfill the final year of his contract? He is really, really beaten down. It's hard to watch at times. He's got a back issue, which, you know, my experience would be those don't go away magically in your mid to late 30s.
He did not look himself in the playoffs, man.
He's not the player that he was. His desire and will are just incredible, and the fact that he went out there and did that, showed up and tried to press forward in the series is admirable. But I also think these guys have a great deal of pride, and part of that has to be realistically, you know, assessing, can I do this for 82 more games? And not just the 82 games, but all the preparation and everything that goes into it over the summer and in between those games, just in terms of maintenance, like, that may not be realistic for him. So I'd watch that one going into the offseason.
And if you're gonna, if you are gonna do it and it's your back, what's the long-term impact for a guy that has kids and plays golf and is just an active person, man? Like, at a certain stage of your career, you're balancing all of those things, right?
Don't,
like,
think real life things, yes.
Well, when you start thinking like that, is that,
and when you start thinking like that, you may as well just let it go because it's over.
I mean, he's 37; he'd be 38 early in next season. That's definitely one to watch. Barry, appreciate you always making time for us, dude. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
When we come back, I got some numbers, B. You know I'm dangerous when I got some numbers.
You don't have to add them, you're good.
I can't do math, but I can do gambling math. I got over-unders for Jaden Daniels' rookie season. Yards, touchdowns, INTs.
All right.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Run through it when we come back. All righty. Joe Maloney, if you're listening, cover your ears. The good people at betonline.ag, which may or may not be legal, frankly, I'm not sure. But they're really good.
You think you should find that out before you start bringing it to the air?
Nah.
Yeah.
They're really good at sending me odds. They have already set over-unders for a number of Jaden Daniels season-long props. We can go through them line by line. I'm unsure what Jeff's doing, but it's a nice view of his butt he's giving me. We're going to go through line by line. Aquarium Boys are answering as well. Jaden Daniels is coming off a 40-touchdown, 4-interception season at LSU, where he threw for 3,812 yards in 12 games, and he also ran for 1,100 yards with 10 touchdowns in 12 games. All right, everybody ready? BetOnline.ag says Jaden Daniels over-under 18.5 touchdowns passing.
If he start, I'll go over. I don't know what I'm saying if, but I'll go over.
I think he's going to be the star. What, real quick, before we keep going on this, what did you think of folks asking Quinn and Peters the need to ask if Daniels is QB1 the day after he's drafted? I just thought was a little.
People are silly with that stuff, man.
I just, what do you think they're going to say? We got to see. We got to compete. Like, yeah. I don't know. All right, so. Sam Howell last year, as a quasi-rookie quarterback, threw for 21 touchdowns, 21 picks. Mm-hmm. So 18.5 touchdowns passing, I go.
In a 17 game?
Yeah.
I'm going over.
Now, you're counting on health there, but you're counting on health for everybody. Jeffrey, 18.5 passing touchdowns.
Over.
Jeff got him at 72.
Jeff was just telling us that if they only win 10 games, it's a disappointing season.
No, I did not say
you
that.
You said 9 was a disappointing season.
No, he said 9 was
a... No, you said what's bad, what's the difference between bad and decent? I said 9 would be decent. 10
nine,
would be good.
9 would be quite good.
JP will take your words and screw them up in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I know.
He is a walking, headliner. That's him.
Jeff thinks he's going to throw 5 touchdowns just to Cam Sims.
If Jeff said that publicly, I would probably throw something at him.
Landini, over under 18.5.
I got to take the over on this one. I mean, that seems like so low that he's got to get over that. But I guess these people set lines for a living. So
they do, and then they move them later on.
That's true.
Yeah, they might just be trying to get your attention. That does seem awfully low. I think there's also an implied... not 17 games here. The yardage seems 17 games-ish, though. Howell last year passed for just under 4,000 yards. I would think the offense will be a lot more balanced this year. They've got 3,250 pass yards for Jaden Daniels.
I'm still going based off of the 17 games, I would go over.
I mean, he went over that in 12 games last year in college. I recognize it's very, very different, but still.
It's super different.
I'm guessing you both going over in there?
I'm going over, too. I think maybe one of the reasons these numbers are a little on the lower side is because they expect him to run so many in. I mean, realistically, if you're getting into the red zone, I mean, you got to think that he's going to at least run a few of them in there. That could potentially be he's like his own goal line thief.
Well, all right, so to that point then, the rushing touchdowns this past season at LSU, and again, we're all cognizant of the difference between rush like college and NFL. He had 10 rushing touchdowns at LSU this past year. The year prior, he had 11. So it's 2 years at LSU.
21 touchdowns.
21 touchdowns on the ground.
Ugh.
They've got him for 4.5 rushing touchdowns in the NFL next year.
Yeah, I go with that.
That seems like an obvious
Hey,
over.
I just take all overs.
There's one over I don't think you will. Jeff, you're over on rushing
touchdowns?
Of course. I ain't going to lie, JP. I might go and actually bet these lines.
These lines now.
Here's the one.
I'm in.
We had a guest last week, and maybe it was Denton, actually. He really doesn't turn the ball over. And obviously, college football versus the NFL is a very different beast.
It is.
But one of the two biggest concerns about Sam Howell, one of the reasons he slid to the fifth round, he holds onto the ball too long and he turns it over too much.
Mm-hmm.
Over the course of 17 games in Washington, we learned about Sam. He holds onto the ball too long and turns it over too much. Like, that proved true. And the numbers.
And he was super hesitant.
Right.
Yeah.
But the numbers kind of bared that out, right? Like, coming in. In the last 2 years at LSU, and a lot of dropbacks, a lot of attempts, 26 games, rather, over two seasons, where he dropped back over 800 times, 700 times. Not a math guy. 7 picks.
Just have the numbers in your head. Don't ever let them out.
4 picks last year. He had a 10-1 INT to TD to INT ratio.
Mm-hmm.
40-4. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Even the year before, where he did not have the explosive season, the numbers are fine, but it was 17-3. That's still almost 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
He does not throw picks. So, for them to set his interception total at 13.5, I recognize how much better the competition's going to be. But you're expecting a 300% increase in interceptions?
You know, he may not have as many guys running just wide open. That's why they probably put it there. But I'll still go with the under on that.
If you want to use these as a baseline, say you're talking about 19-13 rookie season TDINT ratio. I think people would take that in a heartbeat. A lot of guys throw a lot of picks their first season. Maybe Daniels will prove to be the case. But I'd say these numbers, if you get to the end of the year and Daniels goes for 3,300 yards passing with 18 touchdowns, I'll round down to make them seem worse, all right, just based on the totals here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so he goes for 3,200 yards with 18 touchdowns against 14 picks, 4 rushing touchdowns for 525 yards. So he accounts for just under 4,000 total yards. He accounts for 22 total touchdowns against 14 picks. I do think you'd have to consider fumbles in there. That hasn't really been an issue at LSU, but you never know. I think that's a successful rookie season.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting in comparison to what the numbers look like for Caleb Williams.
What is Caleb?
22.5 touchdowns, so more touchdowns. 3,500 passing yards, so 250 more passing yards.
Do they consider Caleb's supporting cast better than Watson, Jaden's?
I think you have to.
Okay.
I mean, just at the receiver position, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, They added Swift from the Eagles. Yeah. And perhaps most importantly, both the Bears' tackle positions look pretty well set up.
Mm-hmm.
J.J. McCarthy, this is interesting. How many yards did J.J. pass for? I think he got close to
2,000 something.
I think he got close to matching Jaden, but he played three extra games. Jaden McCarthy this year it was almost 1,000 yards less, yeah, despite the same amount of attempts. They got J.J. McCarthy, who threw for 2,900 yards this past season at Michigan. Call it 3,000, round up if you want. They got him at 3,100 yards, 20.5 touchdowns, 12.5 picks. Same amount of picks. Clearly, Vegas thinks all these guys are going to throw a bunch of picks because they got Caleb at 12.5, Jaden at 13.5, J.J. at 12.5, and Bo Nix at 11.5.
If they throw 24 touchdowns and get 12 interceptions, that's not a bad season.
No. Anything, I mean, for a true rookie quarterback starting, anything north of like 1.5 to 1, yeah, is pretty good. And if you get to 2 to 1, you're in business.
In beeswax.
I went undefeated last week, won the week. You guys cheated me out of my 1 week. Today
were, you
is a,
were you here?
Today's a new week. Hold we on. Start fresh.
Were you here film. Is the question we ask.
I was here. I was here all week.
Oh, I was here that day that you told me the new record, what the new rules were, because I left early.
I don't even know. The new rules you guys just make up every day. It's hard to keep track.
You supported it when they were saying it against me, so guess what?
How about lost. This? When we come back, we'll establish new rules. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Dingers, blasts, moonshots, whatever you call them, everyone loves home runs. And with FanDuel's Dinger Tuesdays, you can love them even more. That's right. Dinger Tuesdays are back for another season on America's number one sportsbook. Just bet on a player to hit a homer, and FanDuel will give you $5 in bonus bets for every home run hit during that game. As if you needed another reason to love the long ball. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to get in on all the Dinger Tuesday action. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old or present in Virginia. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet that expires 7 days after receipt. Max bonus is $25 per game. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
What'd you think when I did that dance earlier, B?
Don't ever do that again.
Yo, I gotta say this. The YouTube chat, it's its own little world. Like, these guys are talking about Lauren London. Jeff, what's going on with Lauren London? Who is this?
You don't know who Lauren London is?
I know who she is.
I was like, I don't know what's going on, but
I recognize her. She's an attractive woman. I don't know why she's a topic of discussion in the YouTube chat stream, but
she's always a topic of discussion.
Maybe I don't want to know. Maybe I don't want to know. All right, so we need to clarify some things because the rule, everything, listen, we all operate in the circus. The whole show's a circus. I get that, but we make the bets every day. So last week we determined that if you're not here, you take a loss.
That's been something. I was sitting here, left on the last segment, and they told me I couldn't get no bets.
Remember how, you know how this all started, right?
Because of what?
Because I left one day and y'all was like, man, he ain't getting no credit for that. Well, he ain't getting that win.
Here's what bothers me from last week. I put the bet in and won, and then because I wasn't here the next day for it to be counted,
that's the exact thing that happened with me when you was on their side.
No, here's the thing that you guys are all forgetting. We administratively awarded B-Mitch the win last week because he bought us lunch.
I didn't get any lunch. He bought lunch after I left.
You left. If you had stayed, you'd have got lunch.
But to stay here at work, like everybody else do.
As long as you are on the show for over 1.5 hours that day, it's a four-hour
program. Okay, we're going to vote on that.
I'm trying to vote on it. So you have to be on the show the whole time?
That's basically what they put in.
Or it's a loss.
What's my man? Toby. Toby put in a bet one day, and they said, well, Toby, you're going to lose because you ain't going to be here tomorrow, which he wasn't scheduled to work, so he just automatically got losses.
So, but even if you're on the show the whole time, and then you have to leave early the next day, that bet from the previous day doesn't count?
Yeah.
I fear the sanctity of Heard It Here First is crumbling.
No, it's not necessarily crumbling. It's just, it's fun, and you taking it too damn serious.
I don't think I'm taking it too serious. I think I won the week last week. That's what I know.
You can think whatever you wish. We know you didn't.
Let's make some bets, even if they may or may not count.
Oh, boy.
All righty, Jeff.
Well, since B. Mitch was appointed as the winner, even though, JP, if you play the audio, I advocated for you.
Thank you, Jeff. J-Dawgs forever.
So go ahead and make your pick.
He's done. We'll never have
– You going to cancel me like that?
No more. He's done. You say pick my pick. You know I'm not ready.
I'm ready.
You know I'm not ready.
Y'all know I'm ready. Let's go, Yankees.
Give me the Denver Nuggets tonight.
You taking the Yanks?
Yes, sir.
That's just what I wanted.
They playing the Orioles.
Give me the Orioles. I want the Orioles and the Nuggets.
You're going to be in a world of trouble tomorrow.
I don't care.
So are you laying the 7 with the Nuggets?
Yeah.
Laying a touchdown.
I'm thinking that they're back in Denver, right?
Yeah.
Over.
Landini, any Central American soccer?
I am taking the White Sox +1.5 because they're starting Crochet at pitcher, and I like knit goods.
That's one way. That's certainly an outlook.
Wait. What you betting on?
The White Sox.
Oh, I thought you said like knit goods.
He said both of those things. He bet on a pitcher named Crochet because he likes knitting. I believe that's accurate.
I don't like knitting. I like things that are knit.
You do like knit hats. Are you aware that the White Sox are 6-22?
They're horrible.
6, Brian. They've played 28 games. They've won 6 of them.
Yeah, but now they got Crochet on the mound.
I'm going to do something weird, but I've been kind of riding weird trends. Give me the Oklahoma City Thunder -4.5 tonight. 8:30 tip-off. In the Big Easy. So that's everybody bet. Nobody has to throw in a last second parlay like usually happens. Okay, so thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Trevor Sikkema. Thank you to Mitch Tischler. Thank you to Barry Sverluga. Thank you to everybody that called in. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. B. Mitch owes you some crazy explanation of why your bets don't count.
Because Landfill and Jeff did it.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.